You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and what a glorious morning it is, y'all. I came out of the prayer closet cheesing and rejoicing, okay? Excited for this day that the Lord has made, a day I have never seen before, a day you have never seen before. That's right. Don't get caught up in thinking that it's just another day because you haven't lived this day ever before. You have not lived July 2nd, 2020 ever before. Let that soak in. Okay? And if you're listening and today is not that day, whatever day it is, let it soak in that you've never lived this day before. Y'all ready to get this word from the Lord? I'm ready. Let's go. All right, y'all. Are y'all still soaking in on what I just said about this? You ain't never seen this day before. Is that soaking in yet? Has it soaked in yet? I had a moment this morning where I had this thought, y'all. Listen to this thought that I had. Is the Holy Spirit pleased to live on the inside of me? Is the Holy Spirit pleased to live on the inside of me? Like, is my temple a good living space? Like, would my temple be on Temple HGTV or would it be, okay, HG stands for home and garden. Okay, anyway, y'all get the point. Like, is my temple a good living space? Is my temple the kind of living space that I would want to live in, or is it messy in there? Is it stuff everywhere in there? Is it safe in there? Like, what kind of things am I putting in there? And when I'm saying in there, I'm talking about in the temple, in my body. Can Holy Spirit move around freely, or do I have stuff everywhere? Have I stuffed myself with stuff that doesn't belong there? Am I hiding things in there? Am I hiding stuff in me? Is Holy Spirit pleased to live on the inside of me? That's the thought I had. What about you? Would you want to live on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit let me know, y'all, that he is now pleased to live on the inside of me because I'm being obedient to his word and doing what he commands. Hallelujah. But it wasn't always like that. No, it wasn't. I know he was very uncomfortable during those times where I was disobedient with my body. Y'all. When I found out, listen, I just got to pause for a commercial break right here because somebody needs to hear this. When I found out that every time I was doing something with my body that I should not have been doing, he was right there. Not looking down from heaven, you know, like looking down like I see you. No, he was experiencing it. How? Oh, man. While I'm experiencing perceived pleasure of whatever I'm doing, whether it's, you know, something with my body or something that I'm putting in my body that's giving me perceived pleasure, because it's just a perception. When it's not of God, it's not real. But he was experiencing that with me. And oh, how disappointing he must have felt. Like, why is she doing this to me? Doesn't she know that I live on the inside of her? When she accepted me as a Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, infilled her. Doesn't she know what she's doing to me? Y'all, when I got that revelation, listen, I'm telling you, can't nobody come to me talking about, oh, you celibate. I am. If you got an issue with it, sorry, because ain't no way. Okay, ain't no way I'm about to let the Holy Spirit be uncomfortable in my body. Like, this is the temple where he lives in me. He lives on the inside of me. Okay. This is not like a yeah, he lives on the inside of me. So I'm excited. I'm thankful that those days are over. Yes, indeed. And I wake up every morning with intention to praise him and to please him. So the scriptural surprise today came from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17 is one verse that really stuck out. Verse 20 stuck out too. I said stuck out. But I was glad to learn and know that, you know, as a child of God, God himself rejoices over me with singing. Did you know that? That as a child of God, he rejoices over us with singing? Like the Lord is singing for me? He has made me his own. Now, if that don't make you cheese real big, like, you know, cheese, what they say, like a Cheshire cat. My mom and them used to say chess cat. You know how we break words off. I don't know what to tell you, though, if you're not cheesing about that. Zephaniah 3:17 says this. The Lord your God is among you, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. Ooh-wee. Chill bumps. He will delight in you with singing. Come on, y'all. The Lord is singing over me? Oh my goodness. Hey, so that's why I sing too. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. So I know he's not just watching, he's singing over me. Hey, oh y'all, that's a good word right there. I didn't know that. I didn't know that the Lord was singing. He will delight in you with singing. Wow. Whew, that's a good word. Okay, let's keep moving. Because I'm in day two of the Millions Conference today. So I need to be on time. Okay. So this morning, the Lord said he will restore my fortunes right before my eyes. I was like, okay. Because that's in verse 20 of Zephaniah, third chapter. I started thinking about things I had lost because, you know, when you think about restoration, you think about things that were lost. Like I'm going to, you know, like hurricane come through and tear up everything and they, restore, the insurance company restores, you know, what you lost. They give you back what you lost. But as I was thinking about that, the Holy Spirit was quick to tell me that there were some things that the enemy stole before it even got to me. Ooh, y'all. You know what that means, right? Restoration. That means restoration includes all the stuff that I saw and all the stuff that I didn't see that was mine. See, we are heirs. We have inheritances, right? So that means restoration not only includes the stuff that I saw that was lost, but it also includes the stuff that was still mine, but that I never saw. Does that make sense? Let us not be limited in our thinking when it comes to restoration, y'all. When you think of a house being restored, it is brought back to its original condition, but even more so. That means it shines even brighter than it ever did. It will be even more valuable, but why? Because it's still an original, not a replica. Come on, somebody. It's been restored. We will be restored by God. We are being restored by God. Zephaniah 3:20 says, at that time, I will bring all of you back at the time when I gather you. I will give you fame and praise among all the neighboring peoples when I restore your possessions and you can see them, says the Lord. In my Bible, it says, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, the Lord has spoken. Ooh, y'all, that right there, he's going to restore your fortunes before your very eyes. You can see them, he said. You can see them. It's going to be tangible. The things that the enemy stole from you, the things that you've seen and the things that you haven't seen will be restored back to you. Why? Because the Lord rejoices over you. He's glad that you have come back to him. He's glad that you are treating your body right and your temple right, that the Holy Spirit can live on the inside of you. He's glad that you are obedient and he's going to restore it. He has a covenant. He's a promise keeper. He has a covenant with us. He's a promise keeper. But we do have to repent and obey. It don't just happen just because, right? We do have to repent and obey. Now, I want to share two other things that the Holy Spirit said to me before I go. I asked him some questions about business, y'all. And this is what he said. Everything you need is within you. Don't assume anything. Ask me, because I can see things you can't see. And on that note, let us be encouraged to go forth with the word of the Lord today. Be obedient in every single way, so that he can be pleased with us, he can restore us, and he can sing to us. Oh, yes, y'all. That just makes me smile that the Lord delights in me with singing. Wow. Isn't that something? That's all right there. All right, y'all, that's it. That's a wrap up for today's episode. Let me just say this before I give you your assignments. I really do appreciate you listening. I appreciate that you subscribe. I appreciate that you give me feedback, that you send positive comments to my email. Like, I really appreciate you guys. I don't want you guys to ever think that I don't appreciate you. I appreciate every single one of you, even if it's just one of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So your assignments for today, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, clean out and prepare for the new that God has for you. He's restoring. He's bringing things to you. But he told me this morning, clean out and prepare for the new that I have just for you. All right, y'all. That's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.